Medical Director of Sports Medicine and Rehabilitation now at Barton Health in Lake Tahoe. Welcome to our area, Dr. Finoff.
Oh, thank you very much.
You're up in Lake Tahoe, a little bit of paradise up there.
Absolutely. It's gorgeous.
Well, let me say, you were not too long ago consultant for the Sports Medicine Center in the Department of Physical Medicine and Rehabilitation at Mayo Clinic. Boy, that's a mouthful, right?
Yeah, yep.
I don't really have to ask why, but I have to ask why. Why Lake Tahoe?
That's a great question. I'm from Colorado originally, so I love the mountains.
Yeah,
I love
the snow.
Being outdoors.
Mm-hmm.
While the Mayo Clinic offered me unbelievable career opportunities, I loved my clinical practice there, working as a physician in the Sports Medicine Center, the teaching aspect and the research. But we really missed being near family. We missed being in the mountains. I have a sister who came out and ski raced for University of Nevada, Reno, and she ended up meeting her husband and staying here. So my wife and our little girl thought it would be nice to get back into the mountains and close to family. And we had a connection here also with the U.S. ski team. Terry Orr is one of the team physicians for the U.S. ski team, as well as Steve Banner and Kyle Swanson, and those guys I knew through the U.S. ski team, and they recruited me out here, and that's the story.
It's a good choice, I'll tell you now. But I know people would say, but you just answered my question. Small town, but lots of injuries every year,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely. My specialty, of course, is sports medicine, and they hired me to be the sports medicine director here. And what they would like to do is build an internationally known center of excellence for sports medicine. And what better place to do that than in Lake Tahoe, where you have a very active local population, but you also have people coming from all over the place to recreate here.
Yeah, it's a wonderful place, and that would be great. I mean, that would draw to the community as well, you know.
Absolutely.
So let me ask you, what is a doctor of osteopathic medicine?
Okay, well, there are two fully licensed physicians in the United States, MDs, which are allopaths, and DOs, which are osteopaths. And they can practice in any major specialty, both types of physician, so anesthesia, neurosurgery, and so on. Both can do surgery, both can prescribe medications. The main difference is that in osteopathics, physicians receive additional training in manual medicine and physical therapy types of things. So you just have a little bit more of a holistic approach to the patient and have a little bit more experience in my field in sports medicine. I think it makes sense to have that experience in terms of manual medicine and physical therapy types of treatments.
Well, and I do too. A lot of that is preventative as well. So it's a lot better, I think, in my opinion. I mean, right away, everybody thinks you got a broken bone, you got a bad back, you got a bad knee. It means surgery.
Yeah, and actually about 95% of things end up being treated non-operatively, even by the surgeons. What you want is somebody who has excellent experience in non-operative treatment and a great team of surgeons so that when something has to have surgery, they do it correctly and do a great job to maximize your outcome.
Plus, it brings more options to the table.
Absolutely. I think that one of the important things that I'd like to develop at Tahoe Orthopedics and Sports Medicine and Barton Health is a multidisciplinary sports medicine team that's not just represented by orthopedic surgeons or by physical medicine and rehabilitation, but also by internal medicine, cardiology, pulmonology, and so on. Because if you look at activity and an active lifestyle in general, a lot of things are not even musculoskeletal. They're also medical, such as exercise-induced asthma or like you said, osteoarthritis and obesity. So those types of things need to be treated in order for people to remain active and enjoy a sports type of lifestyle.
Well, how do you treat arthritis? I got to say, I got a little in my thumb here now going into my wrist. Is there something you can do besides pop a little pill or something? I mean, are there exercises that reinforce the muscles? I started doing some building with a barbell, but that just made it worse.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I think that's a very good question because osteoarthritis is a huge problem. It affects a large portion of our population, particularly as our baby boomers age.
Mm-hmm.
I think osteoarthritis is something that's very important. Number one, there are genetic components to it that we can't necessarily change. Number two, you can have post-traumatic osteoarthritis where you've had a prior injury and that predisposes you to developing osteoarthritis in the area.
Yeah, margaritas and bike rides. You know, it does
that'll
not,
do it.
It does not mix.
No, absolutely not. So the stronger your muscles are around a joint, the more stability they provide. But you can't just have a strong muscle. You have to have a muscle that's coordinated. So it holds your joints in an appropriate position and moves them smoothly through a range of motion. So you need to do proprioceptive, which are coordination types of exercises and balance types of exercises.
So that comes with rehabilitation, right? Treatment of
absolutely.
Tendon disorders and all that.
Mm-hmm. Nutrition is important. You know, having a good diet, if you have osteoporosis, then that can predispose to developing some osteoarthritis and fractures. If you have a large body habitus, so you're overweight, that's going to increase the loads in your back and on your hips and knees, and so it's important to maintain an ideal weight. Glucosamine and chondroitin sulfate have some research that suggests that possibly they would reduce the progression of osteoarthritis, although the jury is still out on whether they provide long-term benefits, but they're certainly something that's worthwhile trying. Sometimes bracing is helpful. Somebody has tried exercise, weight loss, nutrition, bracing, and those haven't helped, then sometimes we'll use medications and sometimes injections. And the ultimate thing, if nothing is working and you're disabled by your pain, then surgery.
Well, now tell me, because we're hearing more and more about injections. Explain a little bit about that to me, because even my father has injections in his back now.
Yeah. For osteoarthritis, and I'm going to use knee as an example, for osteoarthritis in the knee, and osteoarthritis is the aging and wear and tear type of arthritis that we get, there are two primary forms of injection that can be done. One is a cortisone type of injection, and that's a steroid. Steroids reduce inflammation, reduce pain, so if somebody has an acute flare-up of their symptoms, a very swollen, painful knee, then a steroid injection really helps calm that down. The other type of injection is a viscosupplement. It's like a lubricant. It also has an anti-inflammatory properties, but it causes your cells inside of your knee to produce more normal fluid, and it increases the viscosity of the fluid in your knee and in that joint so that it has less wear and tear and friction inside of it. And so those help for about 6 months, whereas steroids last typically about 4 to 6 weeks.
Well, and I hear they don't work on everyone.
And they don't work on everyone. No single treatment is the ideal choice for any given person. Everybody responds differently to different treatments. And so that's why it's really important to see somebody who has a thorough knowledge of various treatment options so that they can find the one for you.
So you were mentioning yourself, speaking for yourself, because I see here you were a former professional mountain biker, a skier, rock climber, all-around outdoorsman. And that's hard on your knees, isn't it?
It sure can be. I've been very lucky. Despite all of the activities I've participated in, knock on wood, I haven't had any bad injuries. And so,
well, yeah, that is a different story, isn't it? When it's an injury as opposed to just wear and tear, it's a different story,
yeah.
Right?
It is. Actually, repetitive activities, if they're high impact, can definitely predispose you to osteoarthritis. So if you do construction and you're climbing up and down ladders all day and doing deep knee bending and lifting heavy weights, that predisposes to osteoarthritis. But biking, running, even marathon running does not predispose you to osteoarthritis. They've done a lot of prospective long-term outcome studies looking at arthritis in runners, and marathoners do not get an increased incidence of arthritis. Now, if you injure your knee running, then you will have a predisposition to osteoarthritis, but it's not the running activity itself that does it. So,
interesting.
Yeah, running and riding and lifting weights is good.
Keep it up.
That's right.
Well, now you have an office now in Nevada as well, South Lake Tahoe. So how would someone get a hold of you if they wanted to? Because now that you're up there and you've got all this experience, we need to know where you are and how to get a hold of you.
Yeah, well, there are two different ways. You can call Barton Health, and they have the Tahoe Center of Orthopedics, or you can call Tahoe Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, and that's the group that I am working in. And we have offices.
All right, Dr. Finoff, I'm so happy that we have him here. You can get a hold of him up at the Barton Health Hospital. And this segment has been brought to you by Dr. Annette Childs. For mental fitness, you can reach her at AnnetteChilds.com. When we come back, somebody very special, David Hayes, is here. He's the closest thing I've ever seen to Sammy Davis Jr. We'll be right back.
1270, The Buzz.
GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our looking fine discount, a discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a looking fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? Their incredible selection of Windows laptops, perfect for your student. Now you don't have to hear.
You're giving me your old laptop, Mom? It's so big.
Or,
the X key is missing. That's not an important letter.
Or our favorite.
Mom, what is a floppy disk?
So go to Staples for powerful and portable laptops from HP, Dell, and Toshiba. Even the amazing Samsung Princeton with the new Intel Core technology. Staples. That was easy.
Welcome back to Broadview, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now, here's your host, Jay Davis.
Yes, and welcome back. And a very special guest here today. Hello, who's calling me? Who's calling me?
Hello, it's Paul Revere. Hello, baby.
Paul, how are you?
I am so good, it's scary. I'm back here in a very air-conditioned, world's smallest trailer backstage, I just needed to call you.
You have always been so crazy. It has been so long since I talked with you. What have you been doing, Paul?
I've been busy. Actually, we just got out of jail. We were
again?
We spent 5 years in Branson, Missouri. And then one day I got up and we worked at the Andy Williams Theater, and I talked to Andy, and I said, Andy, this is Groundhog Day. I cannot do one more day of Groundhog Day.
That's
I'm
hilarious.
Out of here.
Wow.
I don't blame you. I didn't own a theater, I'd get out of here too.
We have missed you so much. We haven't seen you around here. Paul Revere and the Raiders used to play here all the time. You had your Kicks nightclub, and we have missed you.
Oh, that's great. No, I've been